shall see the salvation of God. Alleluia, alleluia,
alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading, the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. John the Baptist appeared, preaching in the desert of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." It was of him that the prophet Isaiah had spoken when he said, "A voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths." John wore clothing made of camel's hair and had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. At that time, Jerusalem, all Judea, and the whole region around the Jordan were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. When he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance, and do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God can raise up children to Abraham from these stones. Even now, the axe lies at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I am baptizing you with water for repentance, but the one who is coming after me is mightier than I. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand. He will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into his barn. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
A voice of one crying out into the desert. The prophet today, John Baptist, last of the prophets from the Old Testament, was baptizing in the desert at the Jordan, preaching a repentance for the forgiveness of sins because the kingdom of God is at hand. He was a very odd man, wearing clothing made of camel's hair. Everyone else was wearing linens or cottons. And he had a leather belt around his waist. He looked like one of the prophets. As a vowed celibate, as a Nazir, he let his hair grow wild. And he would have attracted attention because he would have been shouting all the time, crying out in the desert, sounding like a crazy person. I know sometimes when I've been in some of the bigger cities, I've noticed that there are people standing on street corners shouting out things and all sorts of peculiarities, and you just think to yourself, another crazy on the street, yeah. But here, the people sensed something different because he was crying out things about God. He was crying about repentance. And he affected some people. They were listening to what he was saying. And they were afraid, frankly, because he kept yelling about unquenchable fires or unending flames and judgments. And it's proper that he be understood as the forerunner of Christ, that he pointed the way to Christ. Today he says, I am baptizing you with water for repentance, but the one who is coming after me is mightier than I. I am not worthy to carry his sandals." John was pointing the way to Jesus. He was pointing the way, and he would soon be able to say, "Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world." We hear that at Mass. We hear that just before we have contact with Jesus, just before we receive his most precious body and blood in the Blessed Sacrament. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His is not a baptism of just water, but of fire. And the fire that Jesus brings to us and John speaks of is the fire of the Holy Spirit and the fire that animates our hearts and makes them burn with love for God. This time of Advent is a time of renewal, a time when we are called out of complacency once again so that we can properly receive God at Christmas, that we can properly understand how great a mystery it is that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. John knew that something special was about to happen, something special, and he would baptize Jesus in the River Jordan. He was not worthy to do so, but he did so out of obedience to the will of God. Jesus was coming into the world, and the world would be turned topsy-turvy. John today saw the Pharisees and Sadducees, those two religious sects within Judaism, and called them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath?" Now, we might just assume Pharisees and Sadducees are all bad people. But the reality was, they were even sensing in their strictness that something was about to change in their world. And John referred to it as, "Who warned you to flee the coming wrath?" And then he says, "Produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance. And do not presume to say to yourself, 'We have Abraham as our father.'" The customs of the Pharisees and the Sadducees were so ingrained in them, they almost didn't have to think about doing them. But they were not producing good fruit. They were starting to slip away, the good fruit, that is. They might have originally started out with their customs in order to bear good fruit, but after a while, as with most things that we do in life, if they are created by us, they slip away from the mark. "We have Abraham as our father." And then John says, "For I tell you, God can raise up children to Abraham from these stones on the ground. Even now the axe lies at the root of the trees. Therefore every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire." Listening to these words, we should be fearful unless we already know ourselves to be perfect. And I believe that most of us do not believe that we are perfect, though some may. When I hear the confessions of people in the confessional, many times they will say to me, "I really don't think I'm making any spiritual progress at all. I've been at this now for 60, 70, 80 years, and I don't think I'm any further ahead." And my reply to that is, God brought you here today and showed you your sins. He gave you a great grace by showing you those sins. He will now give you another grace and help you overcome them with his help. God does not declare anyone worthless. He says to each and every one of us here today, "You are my beloved son and daughter. Repent and come to me." Repentance is not easy. Repentance is something that makes us completely turn around from what we are currently doing. It says, give up those things which are customary, that you're used to, and set out on a new road, a road that I will send you on. He says, come follow me. He doesn't say, it's going to be an easy way, and therefore just come along. No, the road that he calls us to is the way of the cross. And when he says, take up my cross daily and follow me, he means to be crucified with him daily and really bear the cross and really take to ourselves what it means to be a Christian in the image and likeness of God, a Christian who repents of his sins, a Christian who hopes for the glory of Christ. Therefore, then, as we come today to this holy sacrifice of the Mass and lay our very selves upon this altar along with the body and blood of Christ, may we continue to listen, to proclaim, to actively bear good fruit, so that with Christ on the altar, we may not only prepare the way of the Lord, but that we may walk on straight paths, and that we may, with all flesh, see the salvation of our God.